colonialism and migration. The creation of plantation societies and the slave trade are well-known aspects of colonialism. Somewhat less studied are the processes of social upheaval which took place in large parts of Africa in a later phase of colonialism, caused by the introduction of centralized state administration and a capitalist system of production. The state has integrated different groups into social systems of unprecedented scale. In many cases, this integration had only a superficial influence on people's daily lives. There are still in the 1990s many Africans who are, for most practical purposes, socially and culturally integrated at the village level. In many other cases, however, capitalism and the state represented new systematic parameters with profound consequences for social organization and individual life paths. It is by virtue of these kinds of processes, many scholars have argued, for example, A. Cohen, 1969, Worsley, 1984,